As President-elect Trump returns to office, what happens to the QAnon movement? Adherents of that elaborate conspiracy theory gained a lot of attention during Trump's first term. He sometimes welcomed the support, and some of them joined the crowds that attacked the U.S. Capitol on January 6, 2021. NPR's Jude Joffe Block asked where QAnon is now.
After a mob of pro-Trump protesters breached the Capitol through a broken window on January 6, the Huffington Post captured it on video. A lone Capitol police officer, Eugene Goodman, diverted the group away from the Senate chamber. The group chased him up a staircase.
Second floor!
Leading the pack at the very front was a man wearing a black T-shirt with a large Q. That man, Douglas Jensen, later told the FBI he followed QAnon content online and had worn the shirt and put himself at the front because he, quote, wanted Q to get the attention.
Many of the people who participated in the events of January 6th were QAnon believers.
That's Logan Strain. Under the pseudonym Travis View, he co-hosts the podcast QAA. And for the last 6 years, he's been reporting on QAnon, which he calls an online extremist movement rooted in the belief that
Trump is secretly battling the cabal or the deep state, some sort of evil group of individuals who are really controlling the world.
Q supposedly refers to an anonymous high-level intelligence source close to Trump who left cryptic clues on online message boards. In QAnon lore, there will be a reckoning known as the Storm, when these evil individuals will be punished. Catherine Keneally is with the nonprofit Institute for Strategic Dialogue, which studies extremism.
So January 6th was essentially supposed to be this culmination of everything that this figure Q had posted about.
Instead, more than 1,000 people who participated in January 6 have been criminally sentenced, and mainstream social media platforms doubled down on efforts to ban QAnon content. Yet,
the movement didn't go away by any means. It was just essentially moved and splintered into various networks.
There was a whole online ecosystem of QAnon influencers who'd figured out how to monetize spreading QAnon-related content and analysis. They moved to less moderated platforms like Telegram and Rumble. Some were even recruited to join Trump's social media platform, Truth Social, by Kash Patel, who's now Trump's pick to lead the FBI. Here's Patel in 2022 speaking on the MG show, which has promoted QAnon.
We also need everybody on Truth Social because it's the only place where we can actually have a conversation without getting shut down by the clown show that is the censorship operation at Twitter and Facebook.
That same year, billionaire Elon Musk, who's now one of Trump's closest allies, bought Twitter and renamed it X. He allowed banned QAnon accounts to return. Both Trump and Musk have repeatedly shared QAnon content on social media. On the eve of the 2024 election, Musk shared a pro-Trump video.
The future belongs to patriots.
On screen, the word patriots appears and the O changes to a Q. Analysts like Keneally call this kind of high-profile flirtation with QAnon alarming, especially given the violence on January 6. At the same time, QAnon influencers are now celebrating the incoming Trump administration and his cabinet picks. Red Pill News, an online show which shares QAnon content, included this fake emergency alert in a recent episode.
Donald Trump is now your president. All deep state traitors are to report immediately to Guantanamo Bay detention camp for court-martial via televised military tribunal.
Still, there haven't been new Q drops in years, and there appears to be less interest in that kind of content, says Mike Rothschild, an author who's written about the movement.
QAnon as a movement based around secret codes and clues and riddles doesn't so much exist anymore, but it doesn't need to exist anymore. Because its tenets have become such a major part of mainstream conservatism.
Ideas QAnon helped popularize, like a battle against an evil deep state and anti-vaccine conspiracy theories, are becoming more widespread on the right. Jude Joffe Block, NPR News.